If you want to ask a question in Spanish, it's very simple. You just use the inflection. For instance, if you want to say, it is acceptable for you, as a statement would be,
es aceptable para usted.
Right. Es aceptable para usted. If you want to make it a question, you will say, is it acceptable for you? You use the inflection to a question.
Es aceptable para usted?
Right. Es aceptable para usted? In spelling, to make a distinction in reading, whether it is a statement or a question, whenever you have a question, you will have in front of the sentence an inverted question mark. The inverted question mark in Spanish will indicate that this is going to be a question. At the end, you have a question mark, of course. So, isn't it acceptable for you, would be?
No es aceptable para usted.
Right? No es aceptable para usted. Mm-hmm. And the word for why is por qué. Por qué. What for what? Por qué, why. Yes, por qué also means because. So why isn't it acceptable for you?
Por qué no es aceptable.
Aceptable. It's only spelled with one C. Okay. Por qué?
Por qué no es aceptable para usted?
Right. Now, here, in this case, the inflection is not necessary. You may or may not, because por qué already introduces the question. Yes? So you can say, por qué no es aceptable para usted? Or por qué no es aceptable para usted? Either way. A very useful little word in Spanish is one word for like that or that way, which is así. Así, which is spelled A-S-I, and it has an accent over the I. I will explain to you a little later why the accent. Así, así, así means like that, that way. So, it is like that would be...
Es así.
Es así. It is not like that.
No es así.
No es así. Mm-hmm. It is not possible that way.
No es posible así.
No es posible así. It is not acceptable for me that way.
No es aceptable.
It's only spelled with one C.
No es aceptable.
For me.
Para mí, así.
Right. No es aceptable para mí así. Why isn't it acceptable for you that way?
¿Por qué no es posible?
Acceptable.
Oh, aceptable.
For you.
Para usted.
Para.
Para.
Usted.
Usted. Así.
Right. ¿Por qué no es aceptable para usted así? If you want to say, I'm sorry, which sometimes you may want to say, in Spanish you say, I feel it. I feel very badly about it. I feel is siento. Siento. Spelled S-I-E-N-T-O. Siento. Siento. Sentiment with feeling, with sentiment. Siento is I feel. The O of siento in the verb expresses I. So the word for I in Spanish is yo, spelled Y-O, yo. But if you say yo siento, that would make it more emphatic. That would be I feel. In English, you would have to raise the volume of your voice, I. Because the I is not necessary because of the O. In siento. siento, as I feel. And lo siento would be it I feel, or I feel it, I really feel it, I'm sorry. Lo siento is used for I'm sorry, I feel it, lo siento. And lo siento, I'm sorry, is usually followed by but, I'm sorry, but. And but is pero, pero, P-E-R-O. So how would you say I'm sorry, but?
Lo siento, pero.
Lo siento, pero. Lo siento, pero. I'm sorry, but it is not acceptable for me. That way would be.
Lo siento, pero no es aceptable para mí así.
Right. Lo siento, pero no es aceptable para mí así. I'm sorry, but it is not possible that way.
Lo siento,
but,
pero,
right, lo siento, pero,
no es aceptable.
No, it is not possible that way.
No es posible así.
Right, lo siento, pero, no es posible así. It is not possible that way. No es posible.